Are listening to 91.5 O Medford, and this is Classic Rock Mine. Yes, it's Saturday night, and we have the feeling that's right. You are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for the next 3 hours tonight. The first 2 hours will be a traditional Classic Rock Mine show, where you'll hear all kinds of classic rock you've never heard before, from home and abroad. I could make a joke there, but I'm not going to, because I'm maturing. All right, we are going to hear from all kinds of people tonight. We got Rush, ELO, Springsteen, who I believe I've never played on the show over 20 years. I've never played Springsteen because I grew up in Philly and the man was like worshipped down there and I just burned out on it. So Springsteen, Government Mule, Steam Packet, featuring a very young Rod Stewart, along with Julie Driscoll and Brian Auger, and a plethora of other stuff. So, if you dig classic rock, and I mean you dig classic rock, you will probably dig this.
Which she lays. trouble. I ain't got the time. I don't mess around with magic, child. Well, I got it. Whatever you say, Lord. Well, that's what I'm gonna do. Whatever you say. Well, that's what I'm gonna do. Well, I'm the working man.
Thank you. Away to mansions cold and grey, to the far side of town, where the thin men stalk the streets while the signs stay underground. Day after day they tell me I can go, they tell me I can blow to the far side of town, where it's pointless to be high, 'cause it's such a long way down. So I tell them that I can fly, I will scream, I will break my arm, I will do me harm. Here I stand, foot in hand, talking to my wall, I'm not quite right at all, am I? Don't say
can the horizon lie when a nation hides its organic mines in a cellar, dark and grim? They must be very dim.
That, of course, was David Bowie. All the Madmen off of The Man Who Sold the World from 1970. That is sort of a request going out to Sherry. She requested a different song from the album. And I was going to play it because it's one of my favorite songs, but I've played it so often that I wanted to hear something else. So my apologies to Sherry. She is still like the awesomest, awesomest listener, as are you all. And that was on vinyl. Before that, Rush, also on vinyl, with Take a Friend off the Rush album that Rush fans love to hate, the first album with the original drummer. It came out in 74. Government Mule gave us Love is a Mean Old World. That's off of Heavy Load Blues from 2021. Creedence Clearwater Revival gave us The Working Man off of their self-titled debut from 1968. And we started the show off with Status Quo, April, Spring, Summer, and Wednesdays. Makes perfect sense to me. That's off of Ma Kelly's Greasy Spoon from 1970. All of which means you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We're here until midnight tonight, kids. We're going to do the traditional Classic Rock Mine till 11, then we're going to get proggy, but it's all good, and it's all killer classic rock that you probably haven't heard before. All the Madmen, if you own the album, which, you know, millions of people do, then you know that song, but when are you going to hear it on the radio? When? Never! Never! Except here on Classic Rock Mine. All right, we are going to the UK, we are going back to 1970, and these guys were on Apple Records. Dig it and dig it deep.
Mm-hmm. special, just any happy words. And I know that I am feeling better. Sally wants to love me, so I'll let her.
Hear me cry. long size hole and Kitty's black too. She left to marry some top cat, ain't the cool truth. In the hills there's been a tally since Sally left the alley. Since Kitty left a big pretty thing, she got
oh.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Listen, everybody's pissing to you girls.
You girls.
I like to be left alone by the one you love, never phone. I love to holler.
Yeah, yeah,
my
yeah.
Friends sometimes say,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I believe that a woman should love that way. But it hurts me so inside. I see I cheat so unkind. Somehow, some way.
Get a weapon.
Remember, kids, it's all right. Take it from small faces. That was a single from 1966. Before that, Steam Packet with Can I Get a Witness? That is from a rehearsal at the Marquee Club in 1965. Steam Packet did not release any recorded material. Everything came out afterwards, and Steam Packet had Mr. Rod Stewart, Ms. Julie Driscoll, Brian Auger, and they were all like, they were all really young. I don't know, like 11, 12, who the hell knows? Who am I, Kreskin? Before that, ELO with Laredo Tornado off of El Dorado from 74, Bruce Springsteen with Kitty's Back off the Wild, the Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle from 73, and that was the original lineup of the E Street Band. And let's see, before that, William Shatner with Smokestack Lightning off the Blues from 2020. And I almost want to apologize for playing it because his blues album isn't nearly as good as his Outer Space album, which I play some stuff from. But anyway, Skunk Baxter was the guitarist on that. And we started that set off way back when with Zoot with Flying. That's off of Just Zoot. From 1970, Zoot were from Australia. Their guitar player was Mr. Rick Springfield, who, if you go out on the interwebs and find live performances of Zoot, he was an amazing guitar player. He apparently fronted a Jimi Hendrix tribute band before he joined Zoot, and he can play the hell out of a guitar. Who knew? I didn't knew. Now you knew. It's all new information. Okay, so it is 5 of 10. We have a little over an hour, plus an hour of Prague. Stay tuned. We're going to go back to 1971. This is another cut on vinyl, and these guys would become ridiculously popular a number of years later with a much different sound. But back in 71, they sounded like this. Dig It, and Dig It Deep.